We have our correspondent Emikaya Wasante at the PWD yard where the workers are gathered. Good afternoon, Emika.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, what more can you tell us? Has the meeting ended?
Doreen, the meeting hasn't ended yet. Workers are still standing outside. Some are seated, waiting for results. We tried to get information about the meeting, but nobody from the mother company seems to want to talk to us.
But what have the workers been telling you themselves? I believe you've spoken to one or two of them.
I've spoken to two of the workers, and they are expressing concern because they feel their issues are not going to be resolved in time. Some of them see the job, the construction will be ending very soon, and they feel they'll be let go without any form of compensation or otherwise. And we have one. We are joined by a worker here. Hello, Doreen.
Now, so what else is he telling you?
He is expressing his concerns, and he would want to tell you directly, if that would be possible.
Okay, then put him on the line.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, madam.
So what exactly are your grievances, and don't you think that your management will be able to resolve this whole issue today so that you are satisfied?
Thank you very much, madam. I hope Klaus Gava was a well-known, is a Brazilian construction company, and they are in Ghana for almost getting to almost 2 years now. And as a matter of fact, they make the employment, the link consult, they were the people who make the employment to the company. And we know all the agency or any consultant or any, but who will recruit workers for the company, you work with them for some time and leave the rest for the employee to pay them. But this woman, she's receiving our salary and she is paying us. As a matter of fact, we are being divided by the mother company has got his workers and the Daring so he has got his workers. In fact, the salary of the mother company and the Daring government, there's a great a difference in this.
So what difference is that? Can you tell us what's the difference?
The difference is in the payment. Mother company worker will be earning about 1,500 Ghana cedis, and the Daring consult worker will earn about 750 to the house. Now, our hospital facilities is not good. Company mother company has given the workers hospital to attend. And moreover, they signed end of service benefit block of redundancy for the mother company and our own, the HR consult. The woman is not prepared to sign redundancy for it. This is some of our grievances. That's why we decided not to work today. We want to sit down, make a demonstration for the whole nation to become aware of what is going on.
So do you believe that they'll be able to solve these grievances since they're already in the meeting trying to find a solution?
Yes, our local union, they were meeting with the board of directors in the strong room. At the moment, we haven't heard anything from them. So we are waiting until they come out and come and tell us something. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, Emika.
Hello, Doreen.
Now, I believe this might have affected traffic in the area. Can you tell us what's up with traffic?
Yeah, traffic isn't flowing at all very easily here. The traffic coming from Circle to Kaneshi are moving a bit slow. The police are trying to control their traffic, but there's a lot of traffic here.
Okay, thank you very much. Mikaya Wasante is a reporter at the PWD yard where workers working on the Kwame Nkrumah Circle interchange have gathered and they are protesting poor conditions of service. Now, the chief resident engineer for Fast Consult, Kweku Atakodiafu, whose work has also been affected due to the demonstration, also spoke to Radio Ghana.
We are writing to him to give us an update of the events leading to the strike and what actions they're taking to resolve the issue. For each day, they're supposed to be productive. So if they don't work, it will affect work. But as to how much effect you have, it depends on how long the strike stays. They are already in a meeting and they hope to resolve it today. The deadline of May 2016 will not be affected. We will hope to finish. We hope to even finish before time. We have the main contractor who has a contract with the government of Ghana to design and build the interchange and the other ancillary works. Then we also have another company that has been engaged by the government of Ghana to ensure that whatever contract they have signed with the contractor is being adhered to. If they say do a foundation at 10 feet or 10 meters, you put that 10 meters. So you follow the program as has been accepted by the employer. You follow the design as been accepted by the employer. And consultant's role is to ensure that whatever has been put on paper is respected.
You heard the chief resident engineer for Fast Consults at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle Interchange, Kweku Atako Diafo.